Here we are, Greenfield Village.
Yes, in Greenfield Village, part of the Henry Ford complex.
This is, in a way, kind of a prehistoric Disneyland. It opened, what,
1929, it opened as a school. And it is, it's very much Michigan's Disneyland in a way. You feel like you have traveled back in time when you do walk through the gates of Greenfield Village. But it did open to the public after being used as a school for a couple of years. Public interest was so big that Henry decided to open up for folks to come in and see for themselves.
So when he originally created this, it wasn't as an entertainment venue for people from around America.
No, it was an educational facility because Henry got himself into a bit of litigation with the Chicago Tribune, and he had said that history was bunk. And they were like, well, what do you mean by that? They had said that he was dumb, uneducated. And he said, I don't feel like a person learns by what's in a history book. They learn by doing. So he created this place as an answer to that, to show you can learn by doing. It's not about remembering dates and numbers. It's about getting your hands dirty and working one-on-one with the people who have created history.
Talk to us about opening day.
Yeah, so opening day, October 1929, was part of the 50th Light's Golden Jubilee. So in honor of the 50th anniversary of the light bulb with Thomas Edison. In fact, people of all calibers, celebrities were here. So you had Marie Curie, you had the president at the time, which was Herbert Hoover, who had come in on a special train. You had pretty much anyone who was anyone coming to the Henry Ford. And what they did as part of that is they had a national broadcast where they recreated Thomas Edison's experiment inside Menlo Park here at Greenfield Village. What they did, Thomas Edison was, at the time he was in his 80s, so he was sitting in a chair and he was recreating what it took to create a light bulb and get it to work. And as he was doing it, the broadcaster said, okay, everyone across the world, please turn off your light. And they did. And when he put the two coils together, said, all right, we now have electricity. You turn them on. And everyone turned the lights on across the nation.
Interesting. And to this day, that fully recreated Menlo Park lab is still here.
Yes. So Menlo Park is one of the interesting buildings. It's not necessarily the exact building from Menlo Park because a lot of it was dilapidated when Henry went to go preserve it. So parts of it are real, parts of it are refurbished, but Henry was a master of detail. He was very key on what everything looked like there. So he worked with everyone to get it down to the very look of what Menlo Park looked like. And when Thomas Edison actually visited it for the first time, he said, it's 99.9% accurate. And Henry said, well, what am I missing? He said, it's too clean. It was a little too clean for what it would have looked like back in the 1800s.
How interesting. And his home where he was born is here, was moved here?
Yeah, Henry moved his birthplace here. It was originally about 3.2 miles away from the village where we are right now. It was the last building that Henry brought in himself. He actually spent the most time in that building getting it to the most accurate depiction of what it looked like when he was a teenager growing up on the farm.
Some of the other structures that you think are not to be missed.
The Wright Brothers Cycle Shop, which is from Dayton, Ohio.
And that's the real one?
That's the real deal from Dayton. In fact, Orville Wright actually was here when they put it in the village. Henry worked with him to bring not only the Wright Cycle Shop, but the Wright Brothers home. So you get to learn about their home life along with where they worked and where they tinkered around with things, from going from a bike to creating an airplane. Another one to not miss is Firestone Farm, which is part of our Working Farms District and is originally from Columbiana, Ohio. It was Harvey Firestone, the tire magnate's childhood farm. They raise Merino sheep, and we still raise Merino sheep here at the village every day.
And did Ford know Firestone?
He did. Him, Edison, Firestone, and John Burroughs were part of a group of travelers. In fact, they had a bit of glamping in them. They called themselves the Vagabonds, and they went around and went on different camping excursions. So Harvey Firestone was actually really close to Ford.
And so, of course, they would take their Model Ts?
Yeah, they would take whatever vehicle they were driving at the time, along with staff and china and tables. And in fact, we have parts of that in our collection here at the Henry Ford.
And so here today, coming towards us,
Model T.
That's really cool. So they take kids and families on rides around.
Folks can buy a ride pass and they can hop aboard a Model T, take it around the village.
It looks like a real popular thing to do.
It is, especially on a nice day like today. It's very popular.
So behind us, there's an authentic Roundhouse, was that a real one or was it recreation?
It's a recreation, and it was built here in 2003 based on one from Marshall, Michigan. And in fact, it's one of the only remaining few roundhouses, working roundhouses remaining in the United States.
Wow.
And it's one of the rare buildings where they work year-round. So for every day the engines go around Greenfield Village here, the trains, it requires that much work inside the roundhouse.
Okay, some other highlights, making what would make it extra worthwhile to come here?
Well, extra worthwhile in talking about Greenfield Village, I would say, is just looking at the different types of buildings and homes of early America and seeing basically what the past was like and looking at how it relates to our future and current day. A lot of things you see that you think are new are actually pretty old. In fact, if you go to Daggett Farm, which is home from 1700s New England, I believe in Connecticut, they have raised garden beds. And raised garden beds have been quite popular lately. In fact, you go to Pinterest, I'm sure you can find a pin on there right away about how to create one. But they're actually pretty old. I mean, they've been here since the beginning of our country. So you can see how they would have done it back in 1760.
And how about accessibility for a family? Do you have a family pass?
Yes, so we do memberships. We have family memberships where if you buy a membership, you get in free to Greenfield Village and also into Henry Ford Museum of American Innovation. And after two visits, really, you pay for your membership. But we do have buy one, get ones also with our attractions. And we do have discounted tickets online. I always say to folks, buy your tickets online because you do get a discount.
Good to know. For further information, where do you go online?
For further information, go to thehenryford.org. My name is Melissa Foster, and I'm the Media Relations Manager at the Henry Ford.
Melissa, thanks for sharing. What a great day.
Thank you, Tom.
I'm Tom Wilmer reporting from Greenfield Village in Michigan. We'll see you here.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. Produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomaswilmer.com.